Washington is keeping thousands of staffers, military personnel, and other officials after having announced its departure from Iraq. U.S. Secretary of Defense says American military forces will maintain presence in the Middle East. Washington could not convince Baghdad to keep all its forces in the country beyond the 2012 deadline. Israeli forces have launched a ground incursion into the Gaza Strip. The troops, equipped with tanks and bulldozers, have entered the northern part of the coastal enclave. Tel Aviv has regularly used both ground and air raids in the Gaza Strip, killing many Palestinian civilians, including women and children. Israeli settlers have set ablaze yet another mosque in the village of Burqa in the occupied West Bank. This is the second mosque torched in the past 2 days. On Wednesday, settlers attacked a historic mosque in central Jerusalem al-Quds. Israeli extremists often carry out such attacks in the occupied territories. A judge in France has found former President Jacques Chirac guilty of misuse of public funds. This is the first verdict of its kind since 1945. The former head of state was tried on charges of diverting money into phantom jobs for his political associates while he was mayor of Paris. Anti-Wall Street protesters have heckled another U.S. presidential contender during his campaign. Republican candidate Newt Gingrich was abruptly interrupted during a speech in the state of Iowa. The protesters shouted slogans for several minutes during the event. Polls show Gingrich has a good chance of winning the Republican nomination. U.S. lawmakers have passed a bill giving additional police power to detain terrorism suspects indefinitely. The legislation, if passed, allows military officials to jail suspects without charge. U.S. citizens can also be detained in the same manner. Human Rights Watch has criticized the measure and President Obama for supporting it. Hundreds of South Korean war veterans have held a rally outside the Chinese embassy in Seoul to protest the death of a Coast Guard officer stabbed by a Chinese fisherman. The guard was killed on Monday during an operation to seize a Chinese fishing boat near South Korean waters. And finally, Lebanese teachers and university professors have gone on a one-day strike to demand higher wage increases. The walkout follows a government decision to raise salaries, but the strikers say the rises are not enough. Labor unions say the walkout could be a prelude to a general strike later this month.